Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. We're talking about our business startup. We're going to be enjoying a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob today. Our lesson is called Wants and Needs. So I guess when you're starting a business, you need to think about what you want and maybe what you really need for that business. Well, it's getting close to the weekend. That's when a lot of people go shopping. Carolyn, are you doing anything this weekend?
Well, I do really need this pair of shoes, and they're on sale right now at the mall, so I think I'm going to have to go buy them this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I guess you are going shopping, and you're going to get these shoes. Do you need these shoes, Carolyn?
Well, they're really perfect for this event that I have coming up. I'm supposed to be singing, and I need to wear these special shoes, and they just look perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They look perfect. So yeah. It sounds like you want these shoes, but maybe you don't need them.
No, but I don't have shoes this color. I need them.
Oh, right. Well, interesting. I guess we need to think about our wants and needs. Let's get started with our lesson right now. Wants and needs.
Wants and needs. Knowing the difference between wants and needs can save your company. Ben and Sandy Johnson have just moved their company into a new office. Business is good, and Ben thinks it might be time to have fun.
Hey, Ben. How's the new office?
It's really nice. You should visit sometime.
I'd like that.
Wait until we finish the game room, though. It's going to be exceptional.
Game room? Why are you putting a game room in your office?
I think it might be beneficial for our working environment.
How will it benefit your staff?
Well, lots of tech companies have amenities in their offices, and it seems to be working for them.
That doesn't mean that everything can be formulated the same for every company. It sounds to me like you're confusing wants and needs.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Do you want a game room or do you need a game room? In this month's business article, we'll be learning about the difference between wanting and needing. It can make a huge difference in a business. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Exceptional. Exceptional is an adjective. John's parties were always exceptional. Amenity. Amenity is a noun. The hotel offers several amenities. Formulate. Formulate is a verb. Tina is formulating a plan for the team. Perk. Perk is a noun. Perks like free coffee and tea are very popular among employees. Your more information words are nap pod. A nap pod is a noun. Craft. Craft is a verb. Let's begin.
Well, we don't want to confuse wants and needs. That's very important. Well, at the beginning here, we see that knowing the difference between wants and needs can save your company. So it's very important in business to know the difference between wants and needs.
Mm-hmm. And we see here that Ben and Sandy Johnson have just moved their company into a new office. Business is good, and Ben thinks it might be time to have fun. Interesting. So that's where this conversation begins. Uncle Bob is talking here. His first line is, "Hey, Ben, How's the office? Well, do you want to be Ben?
Sure. Oh, so you're asking me about my new office?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Well, it's really nice. You should visit sometime.
Well, I'd like that.
Oh, really? You want to come visit my office?
Well, of course. I'd like to do that. You should visit sometime. A great way to answer is you could say, I'd love that, or I'd like that.
That's right. Well, Ben is going to be having some fun in his office soon. So he says, oh, wait until we finish the game room, though. Oh, we're going to have a game room. Did you know that?
Wait, you're going to have a game room. Ben is going to have a game room. Carolyn, what is a game room?
Well, a game room is exactly what it sounds like. It's a room where you can play games.
Okay, so maybe you're seeing some of these pictures here at Studio Classroom, a picture of a pool table. Maybe you'll have a pool table at or in your game room. I love foosball. That's another kind of game that you can play. And you might find one of those in a game room. And some companies do have game rooms.
That's right. Well, Ben wants a game room in his company, and he says, it's going to be exceptional.
Wait a minute. Carolyn, you were exceptional just now, playing Ben.
Oh, well, thank you. And exceptional is a great word from our word bank today. It means to be very special, to be better than something. It is an exception to what you might think normally.
That's right. So maybe you have lots of people in a room. Many people can do the job, but there is one person who does a great job. They are exceptional at doing what they do. So you can use this word to talk about other things too. Maybe you have an exceptional student in your class. Maybe you are that exceptional student and you can do something especially well.
That's right. Well, I think, Uncle Bob, it is your line now.
Of course. Uncle Bob has a question here. Game room. Why are you putting a game room in your office?
Oh, so I guess Uncle Bob doesn't think it's a very good idea. But Ben says, I think it might be beneficial for our working environment.
How will it benefit your staff? That's a good question, Carolyn.
Well, it is a good question. It's important to think about how things are going to help you or benefit your staff. Well, Ben says, well, lots of tech companies have amenities in their office, and it seems to be working for them.
All right, Ben, you've got a good idea here. Some companies do have amenities in their office. Let's take a look at that word bank word, amenity. An amenity is something that, well, you don't need, but it's nice to have around, like a game room.
That's right. And it's something that you enjoy, usually. It's something extra that a place provides. So a company might have a game room for their employees, but you also might stay at a really nice hotel. And they have very special amenities for their customers or for their guests. Maybe they have a swimming pool or an exercise room, or really nice bathrooms with lots of things to use for your guests.
All right, well, now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
One reason we might find it difficult to distinguish between wants and needs is because we're too busy keeping up with the Joneses.
This popular idiom describes the need people have to achieve or own as much as the people around them. By doing this, they feel they are popular, successful, or cultured.
For example, maybe your neighbor just bought the latest cell phone, built a game room in his house, or he bought a new expensive sports car. So then, to prove to others that you're just as good, you go out and do the same thing, even though you don't really need it.
Or maybe even if you can't afford it.
Right. And that is where keeping up with the Joneses gets dangerous. The urge to avoid appearing socially inferior is so strong that some people will actually borrow money or use credit just to make people think they're successful.
In essence, they're buying their social status, even going into debt to do it. Sounds like a trap.
Ken, I think it is. Friends, there's no need for you to keep up with the Joneses. So don't let the Joneses influence how you spend your money.
今天这一刻我们看到 Ben 要在新的办公室做一个游戏室。他说许多科技公司他们里面都设有娱乐设施，但 Uncle Bob 觉得不以为然。在这里 Ben 似乎是在试图 keep up with the Joneses， 这是一个惯用语。 Joneses 就是 Jones 一家人，指的呢就是邻居或生活周遭跟你的社会地位相等的人。 keep up 表示不落后，跟得上。所以当一个人试图 keep up with the Joneses， 就表示他在和邻居比排场，比阔气。比如说如果隔壁那个邻居买了一辆新车，你也跟着买了一辆新车，就是为了要证实你跟他一样有钱。这就是 keeping up with the Joneses， 这当然是一个不好的风气。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, Ben was talking about how he wants to be like other companies and have these amenities. Uncle Bob, what is your next line?
All right. That doesn't mean that everything can be formulated the same for every company. And I'd just like to interrupt Uncle Bob right here. He said a key word, formulated. Let's take a look at that word. When you formulate something, or if something is formulated,That means there's kind of like the same form or the same formula for everything. Maybe there's a mold and everyone just follows that pattern. You formulate something.
And you formulate a plan. So this is the kind of plan that they're going to have. And he's saying, well, you don't have to have the same plan that other companies have. Mm-hmm. What does he continue to say?
Well, he says, it sounds to me like you're confusing wants and needs. And there we see our title, Wants and Needs. But there's something else in this sentence we want to talk about. When you confuse something and something else, you can also say you're confusing wants with needs. But how else might you use that sentence pattern, Carolyn?
Well, this is a great little phrase that we can bring up, confusing something and something else. A lot of times people ask me where I'm from and I say, I'm from West Virginia, but they don't know where that is, and they think I said Virginia. They're confusing two states. They're confusing West Virginia and Virginia.
Sometimes people ask me a similar question, and I'll say, I'm from Taiwan. And they'll be like, Thailand? How's Thailand? They're confusing Taiwan with Thailand. So it's easy to confuse some things in life. That's how you use this phrase, to confuse something and something else. Right now, it's time for us to learn a little bit more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 amenity 这个名词。Amenity 是指娱乐或消遣的设备，它的复数形是去掉字尾的 y， 再加上 ies。Amenities， 例如 ，the amenities are available for club members only。这些休闲设施只对俱乐部的会员开放，或者是 The workout center is part of the company's amenities。健身中心是这家公司员工的休闲设施的一部分。接下来我们看的是 formulate 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 formula 公式这个名词，所以 formulate 在这里是指用公式表示或者是复制。例如 ,not every chain store can be formulated according to the company's plans. 并不是每一家连锁店都可以完全照着公司的计划去复制。Formulate 也指策划或构想出。例如 ,the movie was formulated by a bunch of college kids. 这部电影是一群大学生构思出来的。
Well, we are talking about wants and needs today. Of course, Ben and Sandy Johnson have a new office, and they're going to make a game room. They want a game room. Maybe Ben thinks they need a game room. This is kind of an amenity that their office or company might like. But Uncle Bob has another idea. He doesn't think that it will necessarily benefit the company, or maybe it won't benefit the staff. Uncle Bob and Ben think a little differently about this idea. Well, it's time for us to continue enjoying this conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob.
Wants and needs.
What do you mean? Sometimes they're the same thing.
Not really. Needs are things that you really can't do without. Wants are things you would like to have.
But what's wrong with wanting a game room?
There's nothing wrong with wanting a game room. You just need to remember that the things you want aren't always good for you. And that is especially true in business.
But what about Google? They offer free meals, fitness centers, and nap pods.
For successful companies, perks like those are offered as part of a carefully crafted business strategy.
Well, I think Uncle Bob is making some good points here to his nephew Ben. And Ben has the first line, so I'll start. What do you mean? Sometimes they're the same thing. And he's talking about wants and needs.
That's right. So Uncle Bob says, not really. Needs are things that you really can't do without. Wants are things you would like to have. So do you see the difference there? If you cannot do without something, what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that you have to have it. You need it in order to survive, even. Here, a business might need something very important, but perhaps you want something that isn't quite as necessary.
That's right. Well, what are some things that you can't do without in your life? Earlier this month, we talked about mothers, what a mother is worth. I think I can't do without my mom's love. But what about you? How can you use this sentence? What can you not do without? You really need it.
That's right. Well, Ben has some ideas about things that he needs and wants. He says, but what's wrong with wanting a game room?
Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting a game room. You just need to remember that the things you want aren't always good for you. And that is especially true in business.
Oh, well, I think that's especially true in many parts of our lives. Things that we want to have aren't always what we need to have, and sometimes they can actually hurt us.
I think so, too. Actually, I think of children. When you're small, you learn this lesson as you grow older. Maybe you really want something, but your mom or dad says, no, you shouldn't have that now. You really want to eat a nice, delicious, sweet treat, but your mom says, no, you must have your dinner first. Maybe you can have that later. Or maybe you've had too much. Sometimes the things you want are not what you need, and they're not what is good for you.
That's right. And here we're talking about the wants and needs of Ben's company that makes apps. Well, Ben says, but what about Google? They offer free meals, fitness centers, and nap pods.
Oh, Carolyn, I love that idea. I mean, free meals is fine and a fitness center is great, but a nap pod, that is wonderful. I mean, to be able to take a nap in a special room that's cozy, comfortable, a nap pod every day after lunch for 5 hours.
Well, I don't know if 5 hours is considered a nap, Gabe, but it does sound like there are some very good benefits for working for a company that has all of these extra special amenities like free meals and nap pods and even a fitness center that you can use before or after your shift at work.
That's right. So it sounds like some companies have this, and Ben is maybe comparing his little office with Google. But what does Uncle Bob say about this? He says, For successful companies, perks like those are offered as part of a carefully crafted business strategy. So there's a little bit of a difference. This company has thought a lot about this, and it will actually help them a lot. It helps Google when they have these things.
That's right. And we see that they're called perks. These special extra things that they have at their company is called a perk, an extra benefit.
Mm-hmm. So what is a perk? Well, it's from our word bank. And as Carolyn said, it's an extra benefit. It's something special. It's something that most people like. A perk is positive most of the time. So what kinds of perks do you have at the company you work for? Or maybe you're a student. What kinds of perks do you have as a student in your class? Or are there any perks?
I know that a lot of students get discounts with their student ID. Mm-hmm. That is one perk of being a student. Well, one of our perks here at Studio Classroom is that we get to watch review skits, so we're going to do that now, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Hello, Uncle Bob. It's a great day.
Well, yes. Why are you so happy?
Because my new business is doing very well.
I'm not surprised. You've had lots of free advice.
That's true.
And how about the new office?
Oh, it's really nice. Come visit sometime.
Okay, let's go.
No, not yet. Wait until we finish the game room.
The game room?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be exceptional.
Why are you putting in a game room?
Why not? A lot of tech companies have amenities in their offices.
Yeah, but all companies aren't formulated the same.
True. But I really want a game room. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with wanting one. But do you really need it?
Do I need it? Well, it's a good perk.
And perks can be offered as a good business strategy for successful companies.
So, no game room?
You may need that money for something else.
But I really want a game room.
Remember, Ben, the things you want aren't always good for you, especially in business.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 perk 这个名词。perk 是指补贴或者是额外的待遇。例如 a car and a reserved parking space are just a couple of the perks the company offered. 私人的用车跟专属车位是这家公司提供的部分的额外的待遇而已。perk 也可以当动词，意思是指是活跃或者是振作。例如 I perked up after taking a walk. 我散步之后精神就变好了。最后我们看的是 craft 这个动词。craft 可以指精心制作。例如 The sets for the play were crafted by professionals. 这部戏的背景是专业人员精心制作的。craft 在今天的课文里面指的是详细规划。例如 The weight loss program is crafted according to one's personal needs. 这个减重计划是根据个人需求量身打造的。And now let's return to our teachers.
Well, Ben and his Uncle Bob have been talking all about wants and needs, and what you want for your company might be different from what your company actually needs. Well, I kind of wonder if you could have some special perks or amenities where you work or where you go to school, what would you want? Gabe, what kind of perks would you want at work?
Well, I like this idea of a game room. I think it's wonderful to be able to take a break for maybe 5 or 10 minutes and go and play a game with somebody to get your mind going. Maybe it would help me be even more creative at what I'm doing.
That's true. It could help you with your creativity. I think I would probably really enjoy a nap pod just for a 10 or 15 minute nap in the afternoon. Well, we have a lot more to learn with the conversation going on here tomorrow, so we'll see you then right here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time.
In our last episode, we found out why Jun Fan knew who Sherry Harris was. It turns out that Jun Fan's father was Winston, the man who was to marry Sherry's mother. But wait, Sherry's still in trouble.
Lying face down in the back of the taxi, the only thing I could feel was the pain of the ropes cutting into my wrists. I was in shock and not a little afraid. My trip to Taiwan began in hope and seemed to be ending in horror. Was I going to die?
Come on, Jun Fan. You're telling me that after more than 20 years, you met the daughter of Debbie Harris, the woman your dad almost married?
Yes, Jason. I can't wait to tell Sherry how I know who she is. She doesn't know I'm Winston Lin's son yet, and she has no idea about the fortune she inherited.
This is going to be interesting.
There's just one more thing.
What's that?
Come on, get in the car. I'll tell you on the way.
On the way to where?
To my dad's old office at the travel agency.
Okay, Huang Feihong, so tell me already.
Well, ever since my parents died, I've been busy sorting out their things. My grandmother had a few of my father's old papers.
And let me guess, you found something interesting.
Right. In the bottom drawer, I found a stack of letters all tied together in a bundle. And you know what? They had never been opened.
So what did you do?
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.